Tens of thousands of Americans hang out on YouTube and learn advanced math.
So what is the Laplace transform? Well, the Laplace transform, the notation is the L, like Laverne from Laverne and Shirley. Might be before many of your times, but I grew up on that. So actually, I think it was even reruns when I was a kid. Maybe, well, anyway.
They say that TV rots your brain, but the calm, encouraging voice of former banker turned YouTube teacher Sal Khan has improved the minds of millions. The Khan Academy has tackled everything from elementary arithmetic to crazy out there physics, with organic chemistry right there in between.
The internet's kindly tutor chose as his retirement teaching the world the scariest subjects you can imagine.
Yes, you Khan. On the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're all about a can-do attitude this morning. The Khan Academy. It is incredible. Go there. Check stuff out. It's Monday, January 3rd. Back to school, I guess we would say.
Does that
say.
Mean we're going to be getting Khan puns for this whole hour?
No, we probably shouldn't. They're going to hang up on us.
let's get a check at the top news this morning. A new year, a new Congress. Same old arguments. Incoming House Republicans like Fred Upton of Michigan say repealing the health care overhaul will be priority one when Congress convenes this week.
Part of our pledge, we said that we would bring up a vote to repeal health care early. That'll happen before the president's State of the Union address.
A flat-out appeal is unlikely. While the Senate's still in Democratic hands and a certain veto held by a certain president. With the start of the new year, though, several provisions from the new health care law have now come into effect. That includes new limits on how much money insurance companies can keep for overhead and profit, and free cancer screenings and other preventative care for seniors.
How much is Facebook worth? Well, if you're a 12-year-old girl like my daughter's, infinite. But according to Goldman Sachs, the social networking site is actually worth $50 billion. With that in mind, Goldman and a Russian investor are putting $500 million into Facebook. The money will allow the site to develop new products and pursue acquisitions without being a publicly traded company. African leaders are heading to Ivory Coast once again this morning, second visit in a week, to persuade President Laurent Gbagbo to step down. Our partner, the BBC, says the leaders will offer Gbagbo amnesty if he cedes power. If not, the Sierra Leonean information minister says they're ready to use force.
Legitimate force can be used as a very last option. But we also believe that Mr. Laurent Gbagbo, being a very reasonable man, may advise himself to leave office before we get to that point.
The UN has more than 10,000 peacekeepers in Ivory Coast.
There's a political crisis in Pakistan as well. A coalition partner has defected from the U.S.-allied ruling party and is threatening to bring the government down. That would clear the way for the military to take over. We're going to have more on that story later this hour. The Australian military is rushing in to aid and restock cities cut off by floodwaters that have turned a huge swath of the outback into a lake. Drenching rain that started before Christmas has now flooded an area the size of France and Germany combined. More rain is in the forecast for today. Bad weather out in the west, too. The latest in a series of winter storms has closed Interstate 5. That's the main highway between southern and central California. That's because of snow and ice on the roads.
Americans watched more television than ever this past year. According to the Nielsen Company, the average U.S. viewer watched 34 hours of TV a week in 2010.
Wow.
Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,577. The S&P opens at 1257 and the NASDAQ at 2652. So Americans spending more time in front of TVs and computer screens watching God knows what. We just reported it from Nielsen. Have any of you out there heard this voice?
The problem says that I have a train on the... So this is a train. Try my best to draw a train. I don't know. Something like that. Right, and there's smoke coming out. And it says, the train of mass... 6.84. So let's say the mass of the train.
Millions have watched former banker turned internet tutor teach on YouTube. If you've gone to the Khan Academy, tell us what you think of him. And if not, what are you watching? Because you're watching something out there. Call us at 877-8MyTake. Sal Khan joins us later this hour.